From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, October 20th, 2025. Dr. Nirav Shah, who led Maine's public health response to the COVID pandemic, announced today that he's running for governor next year. Shah joins a half dozen others seeking the Democratic nomination. But as Kevin Miller reports, the former Maine CDC director enters the race with statewide name recognition.
For many Mainers, Nirav Shah was the public face and voice of how Maine state government handled COVID-19. At the height of the pandemic, large audiences tuned into daily briefings to hear Shah break down the latest science, talk about vaccine availability, and respond to questions from reporters. And in 2023, the Biden administration tapped Shah to hold the second highest position at the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an agency with more than 10,000 employees. He left that post soon after President Trump took office. During an interview, Shah said Maine is at a crossroads as it faces serious issues, such as food insecurity, a lack of access to health care and affordable housing, and the closure of rural hospitals.
We need someone who's going to run toward those problems. And given the background that I've had in public service over the past 10 years, I believe I'm uniquely qualified to address and tackle those challenges for the next phase of Maine.
He joins several other high-profile Democrats who have been campaigning for months. They include Secretary of State Shenna Bellows, former House Speaker Hannah Pingree, and former Senate President Troy Jackson. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Thousands of Mainers turned out for No Kings rallies in cities and small towns across the state over the weekend to denounce what they say are the Trump administration's attacks on the Constitution and the rule of law. Speaking to a crowd of 2,500 in Auburn on Saturday, Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry summed up the current political climate this way.
Things are not normal. Things are not aligning with what it is that we set down in our Constitution 250 years ago. The promise to every single citizen that the government would work for citizens, not for some president of the United States that doesn't understand that our country does not work for him.
Fry says at the same time that healthcare access, Social Security, and Medicaid are under attack, President Trump is hanging banners on government buildings with his face on them in Washington, D.C., promoting a coin with his likeness on it and displaying a Trump 2028 hat on his desk.
This is not normal. The president is taking congressionally directed funds and using them for his own pet projects. Our privacy is being sucked up by Elon Musk and Doge. Dissent is being stifled on a daily basis.
Fry says when the federal government does not send congressionally directed resources Maine's way or when programs are slashed that hurt Maine citizens, he has gone to court to enforce the rule of law. Maine is currently involved in 36 cases. 32 of them are multi-state lawsuits with other Democratic attorneys general, and 4 are specific to Maine. Other lawsuits are being brought by individuals and organizations seeking to curb the Trump administration's efforts to consolidate its power. Fry says so far, many of the lower court decisions have been favorable but have yet to be taken up by the Supreme Court. The Maine Commission on Public Defense Services has announced its new executive director, Frayla Tarpinian, who will lead the effort to address the major backlog of indigent criminal cases. The commission is also facing a $13 million budget shortfall and is a defendant in a lawsuit before the state Supreme Court over the quality and availability of attorneys for clients who can't afford their own. But Tarpinian says she's committed to working with the judicial system to find solutions.
There's a lot of different issues that have come together to create the situation that we're in, and it's going to take a lot of work from all the players in the system to move us beyond this to get back to a truly functional system.
Tarpinian most recently worked as the district defender for the state's first brick-and-mortar public defender's office, which covers Kennebec and Somerset counties. Before that, she worked as a prosecutor and a rostered criminal defense attorney. A new study says Maine has some of the highest unmet demand for after-school care in the country. The After School Alliance, a national nonprofit focused on increasing access to after-school programs, found that 4 in 5 Maine children want to be in an after-school program but can't find available spots. Aaron Frati, director of the Maine After School Network, says one of the biggest barriers to access in the state is a lack of transportation.
I hear the most of a summer program that can't operate because nobody can figure out how to get the kids to the program.
Frati says some communities have tried creative solutions, such as borrowing an assisted living facility van to shuttle kids to aftercare. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Maine's growing tech community. I'm Nicole Ugrisco. Thanks for listening.